Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is that time of year. Window Wonderland returns to the city of Fredericksburg, and we have in studio the one, the only, the one and only Quill, the epic poet of Fredericksburg.
Quill. Quill is here, my friend. Your city is no longer safe. No, you shall not sit in front of your Netflix vegetating from now until December 31st. For I, Quill, the epic poet of Fredericksburg, have created a brand new session. Oh, I like the brand. I'm using that in my brand new session of Window Wonderland. Yay. Brand new riddles for you to solve, and you can win epic glory, but even more important, epic prizes.
Bobby Hebert in this morning. Bobby, it's great to have you in this morning.
Oh my God, thank God Quill left.
Yes, I don't, and an hour.
Multiple personality stuff is going to kill me. Before we go on, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service, my friend.
Yeah, thank you to the veterans that have done so much for our country. Yes,
and we thank here you. Too. Yeah, I was just talking to you before the show about Lisa's of Valor. You know, what a beautiful day to celebrate our veterans.
It is. It is a great day. And like you say, thank veterans for what they have done for our country and our community. I look forward to. I'm not a big. I like summer and the heat, but I do like fall and Window Wonderland that comes to the city of Fredericksburg this time of year. And the 2025 edition is
this
ready
will be
to
the
roll.
15th. The 15th year that I have written riddles for the city of Fredericksburg, riddles that you have to solve. And it's a solving game. It's a big game that takes place on downtown Fredericksburg. So, you know, do you want the details?
I want the details.
Here are the details. So this Saturday, it's open house weekend, you know, for city of Fredericksburg. Come downtown. First of all, you got to pick up your game card. You go over to the visitor center and they will give you a game sheet. It will have the location that every merchant is posting one of my Christmas riddles. And then you just set out with your team. You go and you don't have to do it all in one day, although it would be challenging to try it all in one day. You have now until, you know, New Year's Eve to solve all the riddles. And the riddles are written in such a way, and, you know, that's the fun thing about it. You're not going to be, you know, would you like an example?
Like an example.
I always write too many for the city. And so here's one for you. And again, let me tell you the rules for riddles. I like riddles to rhyme because that's what I like to do. Riddles have to be true. There's four lines to a riddle. Every line has to be true in it. And I cannot use the answer within the riddle. So that's your rules. Every line has to be true in the riddle. And it can only be true of one thing. And so this riddle is a person. They're not going to use this. I wrote too many this year, so this one won't be on the
window. You're not getting a free one.
Yeah, you're not getting a free one. I would never sell the answers to riddles. Not for $1 million. Okay, for $100. Okay, how much does a fun meal cost?
I got like, $10 in my wallet. Does that get me anything?
Oh, my God. Here's the whole list. My morals for sale, $10. Oh, here we go. So solve this one.
Okay.
Generous but judgy, the model of mirth. He covets cookies that add to his girth.
All I can think of is Cookie Monster.
No, that's Santa Claus. Think about it. Well, let's go. Generous but judgy. He's got a good list. He's got a bad list. The model of mirth. He's happy all the time. Yeah. I don't know why. He's out in the cold. He's like working with animals, but he's happy all the time. He covets the cookies he leaves for Santa Claus that add to his girth. He's a big guy. That is how the answer is Santa. That's how the riddle works.
And well, that and two things have already been determined. You don't want me on your team because I mean, it's like, this is Christmas. Why would I say Cookie Monster? This is why I need a team, and we'll talk about this as we go along.
But that's actually a really natural thing to do. Is you think the first thing that popped in your head, and I love the thought that you know a blue puppet was the first thing that popped. as you talk to the doctor later this week about your problems, now, what?
Right.
Ted, close your eyes. What do you think about
Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster, sir.
Right.
That's how it works. So
yeah.
You have to and. So there's different categories. You'll have to, you can walk around. A lot of times, I like to divide it up into, persons. Now, Santa is actually, sort of a fictional person, but although he is real for some people.
Totally. Totally.
I actually have written historical ones on St. Nicholas. On different holidays, you'll find riddles. On movies, you'll find riddles. On objects, for instance, let's try another riddle.
Let's try one.
So if you're out there listening, you think along. But I'll tell you, the key to a riddle is try to put yourself in your 10-year-old mindset. Think literally, because what I'm doing with the riddles and what I try to do is give you an obtuse description of something very obvious.
Yeah.
So run things through your head now as you're listening along. Some are ceramic, others wood or plastic. All commemorate a coming that was utterly fantastic.
I'm guessing a nativity scene.
Yes, you did. See, did it pop into your head?
Yeah.
Is wood or ceramic?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As the riddle builds, and this is a fun thing. Now, here's the thing, Ted. I've done enough bothering of strangers with riddles over the years to know this. Everybody has, it's like a different riddle setting, design in their head to solve these sort of puzzles. You will get that. Somebody else will not. And this has been true because I sometimes perform as Quill, the epic poet at the Virginia Renaissance Fair. And I'm always shocked that, some people will get what I think are the very hard ones very quickly, and the easy ones will confound them. But they're all easy because I thought them up. I'm not sure if I would do very well if I was faced with riddles that I didn't actually write. But everybody has it. So this, as I've been performing riddles over the years, and as I perform them downtown, it occurs to me that, wow, this is the actual reason that you should actually have a team when you go out to play. Let's say, and again, you don't have to do this on a single day because the city actually gives us plenty of time and you've got the little map and you walk around and all the riddles are posted there and you actually talk it over with your team members.
Yeah.
And what I found really, at least what I've seen is I watch people play the game is get people from different age ranges works fantastic. Because I'll tell you this, I've written some very, very hard riddles, and some of them, have to do with things that are very ancient, pop culture that's more than 50 years old.
Yeah.
Pop culture that might be 150 years old, some of the things I've uncovered.
Yeah.
And some of these you might have to go home and work these over. That's why it's great to have a lot of time to work on them.
Quick break. We're going to continue on. Window Wonderland, Bobby Hebert, Quill, the epic poet of Fredericksburg.
Beware of wandering poets. I'll tell you about that next.
Bobby Hebert here. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hi.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Window Wonderland, Bobby Hebert in talking about it this morning. You'll see it in windows in downtown Fredericksburg. And this is an exciting time of year. And you just mentioned, before we went to the break, wandering poets.
That's right. So, as far as, now, when I started Window Wonderland, I was working at, I'm retired now, but I worked at the Freelance Star. And I've been writing riddles for like 25 years, way before I ever created games. I wrote riddles to keep my children are beautiful. They look like my wife, but they got my engine. They never shut up. Still don't, man. They're 34 and 31. And they were just like that when they were 10 and 7. And so we'd be driving along in the car, let's say going down to South Carolina for vacation. This is a long drive. And I would just come up with riddles that you would have to figure out just by thinking like a 10-year-old, like, oh, stuck in the middle is where I'm at. If I'm long, why, then you're fat. And yeah, I would say it in that voice, too. Before Quill, I was already, you know, saying stupid. And they would think for a second, all of a sudden, my son would go, oh, that's a belt, that's a belt.
Yeah.
And I go, ah, you mastered it. But it gave me 10 minutes of like, oh, my God, this epic quiet in the car.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd earn a quarter for ice cream. And so I kept, you know, saying, five little pigs within me dwell. On a hot day, I really smell. What am I? And my wife would go, oh, that's a shoe. I go, yeah, you're right, but shut up. This is for the kids, you know. And she goes, no, these are fun. So I wrote, and over the year, I wrote hundreds of these just so they were a fun little exercise to write something every day with an obtuse description. And then back in 2011, my manager, Bill Smith, at Freelance Star, says, hey, downtown is looking for a way to have a Christmas contest. Could you write Christmas riddles?
Could I? You write Christmas riddles?
By that
riddles.
Time, you know, this is what, you know, like Batman down in the Batcave, that's what I'm working on. And you knew Batman was going to make it.
Yeah, of course.
Because yeah, this is what I work on for Gotham. I'm working on riddles nonstop. So it's like, yeah, by that time, I'd actually, like, yeah, I can write a riddle on anything. Give me a subject and I'll create an obtuse description that'll paint a word picture in your head. So, and it was so much fun that year. And so every year I started doing that. And then now you're thinking, yeah, but where does the poet come in? About 2016, I start performing at the Virginia Renaissance Fair, and I create this character called Quill the Poet. And he likes to put people to riddle challenges, but then he also liked to wander downtown at Christmas time. So I started combining, like, that was my chocolate and my peanut butter, was to combine, you know, Window Wonderland with, you know, putting people to riddle challenges.
Yeah.
But then I found, oh, wait a minute, that's not hard enough. I really want to make my swell. So I started asking, I would ask people at the Ren Fair after they won, and I would give out, and you've seen them, yeah, I'm holding up one now, a riddle certificate, you know.
Oh, I love those. I have some of those, and I've kept them.
And people would get a riddle certificate. And then I started doing things, and I would start, like, making up songs on them. Like, if you were a riddle master right now and you answered the question, I would go, Ted, he's a riddle master. Ted, solve the riddles faster. Everybody knows it. His big brain, he loves to show it. And I would do that song, and people, and here's what I realized. People never get epic poetry about them.
No.
And so I started, and then aside from just doing riddles, I would walk up to people at the Ren Fair and say, tell me what you love about the person next to you. And I would trust that the pressure and all the thousands of riddles I'd written over the years in the poetry, when I worked at the Freelance Star, anytime somebody had a birthday or a holiday or celebration or a new baby, I would write an epic poem for them.
Yeah.
And so I started writing epic poems for people at the fair, but then I started doing it on the street. So if you see me out now, I'll be out this Saturday for Window Wonderland. And, you know, if I catch you playing the game, you know, I might have some prizes with me, and you might win a little certificate, but I might also do an epic poem for you based on what you're famous for. Would you like to hear an example of an epic poem?
I would love to hear an example.
Here's an example of an epic poem. Oh, it's about you, Ted. I call it, I'm going to convert myself. I'm converting to Quill now.
Okay.
This is called Hometown Hero. You wish for wisdom. Don't hide under a rock. Meet the Wizard of Wonder. He lives on Town Talk. A curious cat. He'll probe without shame. He'll get the goods. Ted Schubel is his name. He's your man on the streets who brings good news to your house. Listen every day. Be smarter than your spouse, politicians and pundits, and maybe a doctor or two. He'll boil down knowledge and serve it to you.
AI is a fraud. Government is a bust. Town Talk is my haven. It's Ted Schubel, I trust. And so I salute him for what he does alone, telling our story on his microphone.
Oh, that is just wonderful.
Yeah, I got a little bit of the Grinch voice going there, Trent.
Yes.
A shout out to my man, Boris Karloff, who was the Grinch in the 1960s. Oh, that might be one of this year's riddles, you know, Boris Karloff,
yeah.
The voice. Now that's a six verse one. I wrote that a couple minutes before I came in today, but I can do like a three verse poem for people when I meet them.
Yeah.
And here's what I found out. People love to hear the stories of who they are, and nobody does that. So if I see you on the streets and you're playing Window Wonderland and you see a guy dressed like a poet and he approaches you and you don't feel like you're fast enough to outrun him, play the game and perhaps you'll win an epic poem.
And to your point, I know of people, you've done it to people that I know and have come back and said, we saw your friend and he did. And they come back and they will repeat the song you did, or you're right.
Yeah.
We all like to hear that.
Yeah, and that's because I do the, even underneath all the fun and the silliness, I was an English major. I get into epic stories because, you know, as I tell people, when Beowulf fought Grendel, and that was in a hall 1,000 years ago, epic Norse poetry. Why do we know this story? A poet witnessed it. A poet passed it on.
Yeah.
And another poet memorized it. And over 1,000 years, because it, you know, one of the first epic poems ever written. And it's like, don't we all deserve a little epic poetry?
Yeah.
And, well, don't we deserve a fun contest? And that's why, by the way, if you think some of these are just easy, I'm going to tell you, some of them are very hard. And I can give you, I don't know how close we are to break, but I have an example of a very super hard riddle coming up.
Bring it on right now.
Right
you
now?
Got
okay.
It? You have
this
it?
Is, yeah, this is a really hard one. I would be shocked if anybody got this. And, okay, a former bug bores us. Repetition, he does well. It comes this time of year, mimicking a doorbell. This is a Christmas song. A former bug bores us. Repetition, he does well. It only comes this time of year, mimicking a doorbell.
Don't give me the answer. We'll do the answer later in the show.
Okay, that's a really hard one.
That
one I go, I want to, you know, I wanted to create one. And sometimes I do, I got to say that, sometimes I do riddles when I have, you know, a bone to pick with a particular song. I'll write this one. Here's an example. This one's not on the, because I wrote too many this year. This one's not on the window. Melodrama mush, a trope that is tired, festive footwear for a parent's expired.
I should probably know this, and I'm
it's
not.
It's Christmas Shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that song.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and I go, oh, my God. People are listening to this that love that song. Quill apologizes to you. But, yeah, that song is so.
It's and again, the kind of song you hear one time.
Oh, I've had
and that's,
it.
And that's it. Yeah.
I want to buy these shoes. I was like, oh, that's like a family joke, the Christmas Shoes song in our house. But I'll write. So some of these riddles are like delayed jokes. Yeah, so I'll
they
layer.
Are. No, and that's why when you say to have different people from different eras for some of the, because you do. You they cover them all.
Yeah.
Young and old.
So you're not, you know, if you're and the new stuff is actually hard for me because my kids, although, I don't know what the current toys are, but I'm learning because I've been retired for 4 years now. I have 5 grandchildren now. And so I've
relearned. I
didn't
have that many.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
So you are kind of contemporary with this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, thank God for my wife. She figures out now I know what they are. It's like, it's not just Barbie's dream house now. It's like all these new toys and I go, oh, wow. And I wrote a really, really hard riddle on a doll this year that you will find on the windows. And it's a doll that's currently sold out. And I only knew that because I said, I need to stay current.
And this, boys and girls, is why you can do this as a family. It's not as though you're taking the kids along and they're going to have no idea what any of these riddles are. And I think that's part of the genius of this. That you don't, it's not just one age.
Right. And or just one subject. I do love science, and I do love go plundering history. So, and I do like, there's several riddles in this year's lineup that are, you know, multiple face holidays. And I, you know, and I have to learn. And see, when I don't know what I don't know about the Jewish faith, I have to go out and learn. What I don't know about Kwanzaa, I have to go out and learn. And then once I've learned it, I have to come up with a way to say it that isn't obvious. And that's like the hardest riddles to write are things on obvious. Like one of the hardest to write is like snow. Snow is an incredibly a hard riddle to write about.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to say it's white. You don't want to say it's cold.
Right.
You don't want to say it comes down fluffy. And so then you have to figure out how do you write a riddle about snow.
How many riddles are there this year? They're actually out there on
I believe this year they've got, let's see here. I've actually printed out the list. I think 54 riddles are on the windows.
Okay.
They may be, I wrote 70 riddles. So yeah, I'm going to say at least 50. So you've got
over 50.
Yeah, you've got 50 to, let's say, ballpark it at 50, because I every year I write too many, because once I get going, I can't stop myself. And so I have an overload of extra riddles. That's what I've been doing here today, performing some of the extra riddles. But yeah, and those riddles are going to be, they're going to have objects, toys, holiday songs, activities, persons, you know. And again, I like to play with language, so there's lots of puns in there.
Yes, you do. And the thing that always amazes me, because I can remember a few years ago, I said to you, I mean, I figured that you started writing these riddles right after New Year's, and you don't.
This year I wrote them in October. What I figure is it takes me, this is, again, I wish I had studied the stock market as much time as I've put into creating riddles. Honey, look at my new Lamborghini. Oh, you didn't want that. You wanted these riddles, didn't you? My wife said, of course, Bobby, that's what I want. I want your riddle pile. No, I wrote them in October. It took me it takes me about 15 minutes to create a good riddle. Sometimes they come out automatically.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I can't write them quick enough. But about 15 minutes, so in a given hour, that's a slow pace. Yeah, I can do 4 riddles an hour. Sometimes I'll get 10 riddles an hour. So what I handwrite as quickly as I can, because I have a whole list of, you know, there's endless movies that I love, and I'm always sneaking in some of my favorite movies into there. And some of them, you know, not all of them are funny. A lot of times I like to do sentimental riddles, because I feel like, yeah, if you're going to tell a few jokes, just like, you know, I read you an epic poem, part of it was funny. But the part I meant with all my heart is, yeah, you tell the story of Fredericksburg. I like being sentimental, and some of my riddles are also sentimental. It could take me probably altogether maybe 10 hours of writing, but I do it in a week. I go, this week, I do nothing, and then I read them to my wife, and then, honest to God, I walk around. I don't put Quill's hat on because he really is sitting inside of me anyway, but I do read them out loud in Quill's voice, because I want them to have kind of be fun, and they're just fun for me to perform for myself.
Bobby Hebert here. It is a Window Wonderland. It is about to kick off in the city of Fredericksburg. More details on Window Wonderland when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem.
Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Bobby Hebert in this morning. It is Window Wonderland. When you get Bobby Hebert, you get kind of a two-for-one. Quill, the epic poet of Fredericksburg, is here. And whenever I say it, now you've been in enough, Bobby, that I talk about Quill, the epic poet. I sort of have adopted Quill's speech pattern. Scary.
Yeah, I've been told at home, don't ever bring Quill into the house. Like, dirty boots, I must leave Quill out. And sometimes I hear him sobbing gently out on my front porch as the freezing rain comes out. And I ask my wife, can't I, wait a minute, it sounds like I'm Quill now. I said, wait a minute, who's out on the porch? Oh, my Lord, we've left Bobby out on the porch. Bring him in, my darling. Bring him in.
You're poor. Man,
what are you shoving me out here for? Yeah, so I, you know, Quill the epic poet, that's my persona from the Virginia Renaissance Fair. Oh, and also, he's Quill the poet warrior for when I do my health and fitness. That's a third persona, yeah. I've been working on, so I'll tell you.
We've got more to talk about in that. As far as Window Wonderland, there are prizes, and this
yes,
is a
they are.
This
so,
is a game that this is a it, yeah, so it's more than fun and games.
When you pick up, and again, I love the fact that friends and families can play, but I actually like people to win prizes, and the city of Fredericksburg does come through with some prizes. So, you know, thousands of people play this game every year. I'm not sure how many people actually complete all the riddles. You actually have to go through, and then you have to turn in, you know, your game sheet with all your answers on it. But, you know, first prize is pretty decent. You know, gift certificates, $1,000 worth, I believe, first prize. I believe second prize is $500, $200, third prize. So, and every year, people really compete hard to take home the prize. You know, that's a pretty nice Christmas. And it's gift certificates to downtown Fredericksburg. Yeah. And what I love about this game, too, is, you know, people are actually, you know, taking a break from Amazon shopping, taking a break from buying things on eBay or ordering them from Walmart, and going downtown and, you know, combine a little Christmas shopping with this game, and you can actually find things you're not going to find anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and these are little stores operated by your friends and neighbors. And I really love that aspect because, you know, this is a game to get people into downtown. I always think about this because I've met people now over the years playing the game. Like when I first met a young woman and her daughter. Her daughter's like 10 years old. A couple years ago, I met them, and her daughter's in college now. And I said, yeah, they're still playing the game. They're coming out like a family. And I go, wow, this is like an old Norman Rockwell painting. I love the fact I don't know of any other community. Maybe there is another one in the United States. I've actually thought about, wow, Window Wonderland is, you know, I own all these riddles. I could copyright these riddles. I could sell this to other communities. So, and I would never do that. I want Fredericksburg to be the place. Yeah. And yeah, I'm not opening up a quill boot camp because, you know, one quill is plenty. Ask my wife.
Boot
one
camp.
Quill, 50% reductions in quill is what we're looking for these days. But no, I want this to be, you know, for as long as, you know, I've been given this epic quill energy, I want to be able to do this. And so that's the contest. The contest is you pick up a game card and the merchants put the riddles in the windows. You go out there by yourself or with your team, and here's the subject matter. Is, you know, and the movies are going to be some old, some brand new. I do like movies generally that have been in the theaters, although, you know, the Peanuts Christmas special, I usually find a way to sneak that one in. There's always, you know, a pretty good riddle there somewhere hidden on A Christmas Story, because I love, you know, getting shot in the face with a BB gun, which has happened to me because I loved BB guns as a kid. You know, holiday songs, activities, persons, and toys. I do love toys. So there's riddles. So, or activities. And,
yeah.
You know, and making, and again, some of these riddles are going to be just fun and obvious. Most of them, I will put you through some brain work. Now, think again about what I told you, this really hard one. Anything come up in your mind?
No, it again.
A former bug bores us. Repetition, he does well. It only comes this time of year.
mimicking a doorbell.
Mimicking a doorbell.
Start with the first line. A former bug.
Bores us.
Yeah, he's a former bug. Name a band named after bugs.
Beatles.
Ah, yes. A former Beatle.
A former Beatle.
Name a former Beatle who has written a Christmas song.
It's Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, yes. And now, okay. It only comes... Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Ding dong, ding dong. Simply have... You could have done better, Paul McCartney. How dare you, sir? How dare... That's Quill. Quill is... But Quill also
what
is an Englishman.
What a fabulous riddle, though. I think I could have for weeks gone.
And this is the kind of riddle I would love. You know, people that play Dungeons... Okay. Yeah, you may have suspected I'm a guy with lots of action figures. I'm a nerd. You know, I'm re-listening to The Lord of the Rings again for the 50th time as I'm raking leaves because I found a really good audiobook rendition. And my wife demands that the 47 foot of leaves we have in my yard.
Right.
So I'm listening to Lord of the Rings and, you know, figuring out all riddles from Gollum. And this one would actually take you a while to do if you could go through line by line knowing
right.
It can't be true. And it allowed me, and I love Sir Paul McCartney. He has written some epic songs.
Yeah.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time is not one of them. And so I'm making my stand here right now. All you Paul McCartney fans, tell him, you know.
But this is a great lesson. And when you, because I know from my wife and her friend doing these, that there's always two or three that they are just stuck on.
And this is what I love. Now here's another hard one. This is not in this year's lineup because I wrote too many riddles. A pagan practice from long ago, fiery fuel to make luck grow. A pagan practice from long ago. Fiery fuel to make luck grow.
Luck grow. Fiery fuel.
Yes, and you have heard of this. You always think of this as a Christmas item.
Is it a Yule log?
Yes! Oh my God, you got Yule log. Yes.
Only because of the fire.
Yeah.
And that's all I can think of. But you're right.
Yeah, you got Norse mythology. Valhalla at you later. You did it, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you didn't come in through the Norse. You know, some people would catch the Norse passage there and get that.
Oh,
you've got
pagan.
The fiery fuel, and you're thinking, yeah, I hear a log burns. That was your unique way of solving a pretty hard riddle.
Okay.
And that, you know, so that's an example. And there, yeah, I keep lots of ones in there. Like, I'm pretty sure this year I wrote a riddle on one of my favorite Christmas movies, you know, I always get this one. It's a Wonderful Life. Yes, that's one of my favorite Christmas movies. It's a Wonderful Life. How can I disguise George Bailey? How can I disguise all that? And that, you know, that's a very difficult. That's a one, but I found a way to do it. So buried, and that's in the cultural zeitgeist. A lot of people have known that movie, but there's going to be some young people that don't know that movie. And so, you know, they're going to be out there with somebody go, oh, wait a minute, he's describing George Bailey. Yes, yes, you scurvy little spider. That's, you know, I will take some obtuse. And so sometimes I have to research these movies and go deep into them to figure out how to pull out a line that everybody's going to recognize if I do it.
Well, having grandchildren certainly helps, and a wife that keeps up with these kinds of you know, cultural things that are happening right now.
Yeah, you have to actually stay in touch with the culture, and this is why, you know, I'm a guy of history, so here's a history one for you.
Okay.
This man died in December long ago. His gentle generosity caused his legend to grow. This man died in December long ago. His gentle generosity caused his legend to grow.
Whoa. long ago, December, generosity.
Yeah. So that's historical, long ago. But who is generous?
Generous, that's...
At Christmas time.
I'm going to be mad when I don't get this.
Oh, I love this. So I'm going to tell you the answer now, and it'll make sense in a background. St. Nicholas. The 4th century monk, St. Nicholas.
Yeah. No, I thought of Santa, but I thought this isn't a Santa question.
It is Santa.
Santa, but yes.
St. Nicholas, the historical figure, the 4th century monk, dies in December long ago. His generosity, St. Nicholas was known for his generosity, caused his legend
to grow.
And so that's a historical riddle. And now, given enough, here's the thing, is we're live on the air, and I was going, hey, you got this one. No, it's you would have figured this one out. But it was different than Yule log because a different, like, neural pathway, whatever's going on in your head, clicks in on that.
Yeah.
The fun thing is when you assemble, you know, people with different interests and different, you know, I've read tons of literature, so I get historical literature references. I'm not really good with a lot of, like, new pop songs unless I have to research them.
Yeah.
So I'm terrible on the modern stuff, but, you know, for, like, how many times have I seen White Christmas? A billion times. And yes, I found a way to sneak White Christmas, one of my favorite movies. You know, once you get over to the fact that the leading men are twice the age of the leading ladies, when you watch that movie this year and go, you know, he's
You're
old
right.
enough to be her dad. But yeah, you know, I find a way to sneak, you know, iconic things. That's the hard one. Like I said, writing a riddle about snow is very, very difficult.
Well, and I know, again, going back to my wife's participation in this, she'll come to me as they and read a number of them, and I'll be able to come up with them. And then she'll know ones that I don't know.
Yeah, and so that's, if you work to get, actually, another fun thing, I do love the spirit of competition. And again, if you see me out on the streets, I'll be out, by the way, I will be out on the 15th. I always like to put Quill's costume on and hit the streets on, the Saturday of the open house weekend downtown. And, you know, so I'll be walking around. So if you see a guy with a feather cap and looking like he's dressed in the wrong century, that's me. That's Quill.
That's Quill.
Poet. And, I mean, come up, if you're playing the game, I'll come up to you and put you to a riddle challenge. I may just stop you in the street and put you to a riddle challenge. But here's what I've learned when I stop people and put them to a riddle challenge. Oh my gosh, we are so naturally competitive. Because I usually keep, I used to go out with a lot of props. I don't need a lot of props now because I've got so many memorized riddles in my head. So, and that way I can focus on actually, you know, talking to people. But I do give a prize. You know, a lot of times it's a riddle mastery certificate. And my gosh, how many times have I seen a 40-year-old father compete really hard to beat his 9-year-old daughter?
It's amazing.
And the mom is cutting her eyes at him. Hey, let her win this one. But we are so competitive. And, you know, I love, you know, especially young people are fantastic at this. So when I see young people out there, if an ancient poet stops you, it's not Gandalf, it's me, and I will put you to an epic riddle challenge. And the electrical energy of young people, they usually are very, very quick in solving these, and they get the hardest ones too.
Well, and the other thing, Bobby, that's so interesting about this, I mean, Christmas in Fredericksburg is so unique, whether it's the nighttime Christmas parade that not many people have, to have a window wonderland that you can do with your family, and to have the kind of stores and shops you've got downtown.
Yeah, and also, I believe they always have the contest for store decorating. So
you
go downtown, I remember growing up, we grew up in Port Royal, and coming into the city of Fredericksburg at Christmas time, back when Woolworths was downtown, and the street lights and everything, it was absolutely magical. But I don't have to go spelunking into my memories to have some great nostalgia. You know, right now, the city is decorated. You're going to see some fantastic storefronts.
Yep.
And that's just walking downtown. What I love to tell people to do is, why don't you go out on Window Wonderland and make some brand new good old days? And, you know, whether or not you have to encounter some bombastic poet, it's going to be so much fun for you just with your family. Whether or not you play the game, just walk the streets, hold each other's hands, and look at the beauty that's all around you. And then go get a game card. And you got to play the game. My God, it's $1,000 in prizes. Why don't you do it?
Go down to the visitor center, Window Wonderland through New Year's Eve. Quick break. We'll wrap it up with Bobby Hebert, Quill, the epic poet of Fredericksburg. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Bobby Hebert in this morning, Window Wonderland in Fredericksburg. Nothing like it. And there's nothing... Bobby, there is nothing like you coming in and doing a show. I love it.
Learn to lock your front doors, brother.
Thank you.
They can't keep me out.
Thank you for what you provide, Fredericksburg, because these are more than riddles. Your passion for this and your passion for families and for Christmas and for downtown Fredericksburg.
And I
thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for saying that. And it really is a blast. I got to say that getting out, and I will do this again this Saturday. I will put on my costume. It's still kind of scary for me. Stopping strangers and saying to them, I have a story to tell you about yourself that will live to forever in your mind. I don't know if I can do it, but I always do it because I want this to be magical. And this is a kind of a magical place. When you think about it, there's no place like the city of Fredericksburg that does this. They actually hired a poet. It's like, yeah, you know what we need here? More 3D art? No, we need more poets.
More poets.
More poetry. No city is lavishing more poetry. Fredericksburg is, by creating a unique contest where we take the cultural icons of our day, the movies, the thoughts that we think of at Christmas time, the gifts, the activities, you know, those items, and create a riddle that you can solve together as a team. And sure, do it for the prizes, but more importantly, do it to have fun. And do it in a wonderful atmosphere, the downtown, the cobblestone streets, the local merchants offering, and this is, you know, it'll soon be Small Business Saturday. I hope people take that to heart because this is the heartbeat of the community. This is a place where you can go and find unique gifts from your friends and neighbors who run these small shops downtown, and you can actually make gift buying instead of just, you know, surfing online with your mouse. Yeah, everybody will do some of that this year. But I'm going to tell you, aside from just exploring the riddles and trying to avoid Quill before he gives you an epic poem, you know, find some unique things. You know, go shopping. The shopping adventure. Have a few meals downtown. It's a great way to build another good old day because that's what I love being part of for the city. I love the thought that what we're doing can maybe stand a few seasons after, you know, after your kids grow up and go away. They'll remember doing this, and you'll do this with your friends. So it's a fun activity. That's really what I love is community.
You think about this game. You think about what you think about the gingerbread contest that Ferry Farm does, or Bob Whittingham's Windows.
Yeah.
There are some great traditions around here.
And it's, go out. And, you know, there's so many things that you can create for yourself. Like I have a friend that, you know, is going through an illness now, and every once in a while the fall foliage is so amazing. So many times I write a poem. You can go downtown, and I texted to my friend because I want her to know somebody's thinking about her.
Yeah.
You can go downtown and see some of the most beautiful windows right now and take a picture of that window. Take a picture of yourself and your kids in that window, whether or not you play my game, and send it to somebody. Right now, we're downtown. It's beautiful, and I want you to know we're thinking about you. You can do a Christmas card, and the downtown is a beautiful playground to do that.
Yeah. You can get a game card that will tell you where every clue is.
Yep. Go get your game card, hit the city, but most importantly, Avengers Assemble, because you knew the Avengers had to be in here somewhere. Get your team together, and you don't know. It will be revealed to you which one of your team members is a riddle savant, which one is a blowhard? And what if the blowhard is the savant? That's the worst. But you're going to find out some secret superpowers, some solving mysteries of riddles, and somebody's going to walk away with the $1,000 first prize. Do it.
I will say that this show needs more Batman. When you used that Batman voice earlier, that was
I am the knight.
That was the best. Thank you again, Bobby. This is the Window Wonderland is such a treasure, and like you said, take advantage of it. Have fun with this. You'll enjoy it.
Looking forward to seeing you downtown, my friends.
Quill will be waiting.
Bobby Heber, Quill, the epic poet of Fredericksburg. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.